It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Rumor has it Angelina Jolie and Lady Gaga are competing for the plum role of Cleopatra, one of the biggest title roles of all time. Oscar-winning Angelina has been in the in talks for months, I guess, with studio bosses at Sony over playing the Elizabeth Taylor part. But fast-rising actress Lady Gaga is now also in the running following the massive box office success of A Star Is Born, which is, of course, her big screen debut as a leading lady. And there's every reason to think that whoever gets to play her this time around is going to enjoy a huge perch in the motion picture industry. So basically, this role is going to be like, yeah, Angelina's here to stay, or Lady Gaga is the new up-and-coming, you know, A-list actress.
Okay, I have an opinion. Who would you like to see in that role? Lady Gaga or Angelina Jolie with those two options?
I think Angelina.
Okay, I guess I'm just like fangirling now. I would love to see Lady Gaga just to see
how
it could be. I'm sure Angelina Jolie would do an amazing job.
Well, it looks like Sony's new Cleopatra is being touted by producers as a dirty, bloody political thriller told from a feminist perspective. So they said it could be very close between Angelina and Gaga, so close that they're going to make both of them audition, which is a very rare ask of an A-list star.
That's going to say, like, Angelina Jolie, like, I'm not doing that.
Right. Kim Kardashian West has confirmed that she and Kanye West are expecting their fourth child, a son, via surrogate. She made the announcement during an appearance on Watch What Happens Live with host Andy Cohen.
Are you working on another child?
We are.
That's
great. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have a due date?
Sometime soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know if it's a boy or a girl?
We do. It's a boy. I mean, I think
it's
out there. I mean,
I know, but you haven't confirmed it.
Well, I know, but I got drunk at our Christmas Eve party and I told some people and I can't remember who I told because I never get drunk.
That's not good.
Maroon 5 is officially playing the Super Bowl halftime show with Travis Scott and Big Boy, and now there's a petition for the three to take a knee during their set. According to reports, Rihanna declined her own offer to perform as she decided to support the NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who took a knee instead of standing during the national anthem. Adele, Jay-Z, Pink, and Cardi B also turned down this year's halftime slot. So far, there are over 85,000 signatures on this petition for Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy to take a knee during the halftime show. And Ed Sheeran, who once tried to ditch his boring image by performing a song about his love for marijuana, claims to have given it up. The singer said, "I've stopped smoking weed. I found myself just sitting at home watching films. I only ever create when I'm sober. I like to be alert. I find most ideas happen when you have a cup of tea. For me, anyway." He said he won't even have a drink until his live concerts have finished. He said, "We don't have booze at the venue until after the gig. I love embracing chaos, but only when the job is done."
That's good, because you hear about artists all the time, like they have to constantly be high or drunk or something to do anything.
Ed Sheeran's a class act. Coming up in less than an hour, Pete Davidson elaborates on how big he is.
I don't even know what that means.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, check it out. Coming up around 45 after here on the Joe and Alex Show, we're going to give you a chance to qualify to win a trip to the 61st annual Grammys. And just for getting qualified, you will get hooked up with some digital downloads of artists that are Grammy nominated this year. But coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, did you see this? Gillette, you know, the razor company, the shaving cream company, they just released a new commercial that has some people applauding, saying, "Way to go." Other people saying, "You know what? I'm never going to use your product again."
Guess who's me?
Wait, you use Gillette to shave with?
No, but guess who would be saying, like, not ever, ever supporting this product again?
Of course. Well, we'll play the commercial for you next and see what you think here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.